Normally, when election time comes around, the only decision is who to vote for. But this time, thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, we have another factor to seriously consider: how to vote. The options are, you can vote in person, either at one of several locations when early voting starts, or at your designated polling place on election day. Or you can vote in advance by mail. For this last option, you'll need to request an advance mail-in ballot. You likely already got something in the mail from the Sedgwick County Election Office that will help you do just that. But if not, you can find the application at sedgwickcounty.org/elections. Just keep in mind that July 28th is the last day that advance ballot applications can be accepted for the primary. Okay, now that we have that figured out, it's time to think about the candidates. A quick search through the events section of Facebook yields several virtual Q&As with candidates, organization meetings, digital policy talks, and election-related conversations. For instance, the League of Women Voters Wichita Metro is hosting a live digital conversation with Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers on the importance of rural voting, tonight at 6 on Facebook and YouTube. Personally, I recommend finding your sample ballot and using it like a study guide. Again, you can do this on the Sedgwick County Election Office's website. I'll post all the links, including a long list of digital candidate events, at KMUW.org. For KMUW, I'm Jordan Kirtley.